half my money at the general store. I said, now buy a little groceries and don't spend no more. But she paid $10 for a 10-cent hat. Then she bought some store-bought cat food for that mean-eyed cat. When I got up the next morning and I turned my head, there wasn't a cotton picking thing on her side of the bed. Just this little old note where her head belonged, and it said, "Dear John Honeycake, I'm long gone." When I heard that whistle blowing and them big wheels turning, I was scared as I could be. I put on my overalls and I headed into town, gonna bring her back with me. I asked the man at the station if he seen her there. I told him all about her pretty eyes and long blonde hair. He spit out his tobacco, said, "I'll be damn blamed. I do believe I seen her leave on the eastbound train." I bought a round trip ticket on that eastbound train, and I was broke as I could be. But when I come back, I'm gonna buy another ticket, gonna bring her back with me. When I got off the train somewheres in Arkansas, and I worked up the guts to call my mother-in-law, she said, "I'll tell you where she is if you act right. She's working 4 to 12 at Trucker's World tonight." Well, when I walked in, she saw me and she took off her apron and she put on her going home hat. She bought her ticket with my money. Now we're curled up on the sofa, me and her and that mean-eyed cat. Well, when I walked in, she saw me and she took off her apron and she put on her going home hat. She bought her ticket with my money. Now we're curled up on the sofa, me and her and that mean